I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
It's your road dog, girlies.
No, I can't.
You guys, we are
exhausted.
So tired. We just got off the plane, and I was like, should we just repost the Bachelorette episode from a year ago? And then Dez was like, guys, you need to tell them what happened this week on tour. And we're like, but we're dying. And he's like, what's more important?
Also, my hairspray exploded in my bag that my microphone is in. So now I'm literally inhaling hairspray. Wait.
You're going to get high.
So, fuck yeah. So many things happened on this tour that were just like unforeseen
circumstances.
Okay, now we have to tell the story of the hotel debacle.
Can I start it?
Yeah.
Can I start it? Okay, this is my favorite story. Paige books an insane, expensive, fancy hotel.
It was $400 a night.
When I saw it, it was like $800.
Okay, whatever.
It was expensive to the point that I was like,
I'm pretty sure it was $433 with tax.
Whatever price I saw at the time I was booking it, I was like, I don't deserve it.
If I have to leave my bed, I need to know that I'm going to a comfortable, safe zone with a mini fridge. If they're still in their bullshit COVID no room service, no business.
People did no room service for a little too long.
It got excessive to the point where I was like, let's.
So then you Uber and they still make you go down into the lobby. This is the thing. I stay at disgusting hotels, but I just need a bed. I kind of like being like, am I going to survive tonight? It makes me feel alive.
I wonder if this bed has bed bugs.
We'll figure it out. A little itch never hurt anybody.
Right.
So I decided to book the Sheraton. Shout out to the Sheraton. So Paige gets dropped off at her castle, and me and Grace, our new Gen Z correspondent who we love, go to the Sheraton. Mm-hmm. We're literally getting our keys to go to our $100 rooms. Yeah. And Paige is FaceTiming me, and I'm like, okay, is she okay? Like, yeah. A bleach and tone. And
a bleach and tone.
So I pick up and she goes, cancel your rooms now. And I'm like, cancel? Like, a lot of hotels don't even let you cancel. I'm like, we just checked in.
It's
like,
the Sheraton.
That was so mean. The Sheraton's never done anything to you.
Sorry, that sounds so elitist.
They were so nice at the Sheraton.
Yeah.
Was I scared? Yes, but they were so nice.
Was there blood on the floor? Possibly. But were they lovely?
Was Absolutely. There lemon water in the lobby? No. But if I needed it, would they have gotten me water?
No. Also no.
So, but did they have snacks?
Yes.
So I was... I think he heard you and you were like, dude, I don't know what happened, but they upgraded me because my room was smelling of cigarettes. So they gave me a different room, but the only room they had is a huge room with like...
It was a penthouse.
It was a penthouse. And you're like, cancel your rooms, come back, and we'll party together and get our makeup done. And
we were
going
to have our photographer come to this hotel, do like an awesome photo shoot.
This is a literal dream. So I tell the Sheridan guy and he's like, girl, no worry, I got you. Cancels. We walk back. You would have hated it. We were walking back. No. We walk back to your hotel. We try to just break in at first to just, and we realize, and some guy goes up to us and he's like, you girls are getting your makeup done? And I thought that was really weird. I was like, first of all,
you're like sexist.
I am getting my makeup done, but how did you know that? And that's sexist that you think two girls together.
Are you suggesting I get my makeup done? Yeah. What's happening here?
Yeah, I know that like I look a little fugly. I've been traveling. I am bloated in the face right now. And then I was like, maybe he thinks we're makeup artists because we're holding bags. But I'm like, we are in a hotel. People hold bags.
Yeah.
It was so strange.
Yeah, so strange.
And I remember telling Grace, and Grace looked at me like, what the fuck was that? I'm like, that was weird. So we can't get it. We can't find the room. And then we find out it's in a whole different building.
Yeah, it's like a whole different section.
Like they love separating like really rich people from the normal people. And they were like, oh, you're in the normal people building. So we go downstairs and I went straight to the desk. And I was like, hey, my friend got upgraded and we're going to stay with her, Paige DeSorbo. And they go, oh, my God, yes. Are you? And they said, are you a bachelorette party? And I go, no, we have a podcast.
Yep.
And then I realized like they didn't know who you were.
Yep.
And they thought I was a bachelorette. But I didn't process it because
yeah, we were just like whatever.
Karma is great. Yeah. I did good things like yesterday. I was a nice person.
Yep.
So then he goes, we're so excited. It's going to be so exciting. And he goes, can I film you how excited you are for this upgrade? And I was like, okay. Never said no to camera. Yeah. So I'm like, we're so excited for the upgrade. Yeah. And they're loving it. And I'm like, that's kind of weird.
Did they put it on the hotel's story?
I don't know where it went. And I should have asked beforehand.
So Hannah Berner, now the spokesperson for herpes. We're so excited.
The manager's like, how many things do you just say yes to and promote? So we go up, and when I tell you, this was the most extravagant hotel room.
No, I've never seen anything like
it. And Paige never gets impressed.
I am rarely like... That sounds so bad too. But yeah, I'm rarely walking into a hotel room and being like, oh my God.
Like it wasn't a normal door. No. It was like two.
They were
huge,
like, yes.
Whatever that. It opened like
it was a, like a 10-foot door.
Yes.
Even when I got to the door, I was like, wait, this can't be right. I thought they put me in like a conference room. I was like, I think this is where they hold meetings.
It was too big for a normal door. Then you walk in and there's a sculpture. Now, if there's a sculpture in the lobby of a room, you are a fucking queen.
You've made it.
You've made it. Multiple rooms upstairs, you go up three flights to a whole nother like suite.
Yep.
And then there's a suite on the left. We start freaking out. I think it's MTV Cribs.
We're literally P. Diddy.
I was rolling around in the tub.
We ordered so much
we
food.
We ordered
it was
so
the
much
immediate
room service.
First thing we did, we were like, okay, well, let's get room service and then we'll.
Green juice, prickly pear kombucha. We don't even like kombucha. We threw it in. I got chilaquiles. I do have to say, there's no way to say chilaquiles and be in a bad mood.
Honestly, that's a good tip for therapists. Like, if you have a client that's sad and upset, just over in your head 5 times. Chilaquiles.
Then I go, Paige, let's get the photographer to come here and mm-hmm. we'll do a photo shoot here. We are, like, on such a high. I call
We're Des. Looking up TikToks. We're like, what TikToks are we making in this room?
We called both our significant others to let them know we're better than them.
Yep.
And we just sat there in all our glory. And I was like, Paige, we made it.
Not 4 seconds later does the phone ring and I think, oh, they're calling because
room service
is coming up or something. And the guy says, Paige, and I say yes. And he goes, small problem. We mixed up the names on the reservation and you are in the bridal suite. The bride's name was Paige and they had just given me her room and they're like, we have to move you out of your hotel room. So we cried.
No, well, small I tears. Didn't know this was happening. The makeup artist comes in. Me and the makeup artist are
chatting.
We're like, how cool is this? And you go, you have a look on your face of holy fuck. And you go,
I'm like, but I already put it on my Instagram story. No, I can't take
they
it back
no
now.
They had no idea who we were either.
No, they didn't give a shit.
They didn't give a shit. So I posted on my Instagram story too. So then you're like, we need to go. And then immediately I'm like, Grace and I, where are we going to stay? So I'm like, Hannah, I hate confrontation, yep. but I'm like, I need to stand up for myself and be like, we canceled our hotel rooms.
We're in the elevator being true New Yorkers. We're like, what are you going to say? What am I going to say? Let's really give it to this guy. Like, yeah. he needs to like give us free
room. We need
room.
To make sure yeah. we get a room because right now I don't have a bed. So we get downstairs and he's like, okay, I got a room for you guys. And I go, how many beds is it?
Yeah.
And he's like, one. And I was like, ooh, so we both canceled. I didn't say Sheridan because I didn't want him to judge me. But I was
like, you can't afford to be here.
I felt he's like, you could get that at Sears.
So Maybe try Sears.
I was like, hello, I just was looking if I could have a room. And he was like, we fucked up.
The nicest guy.
Dallas
the nicest
is so
people.
Nice. They go, we fucked up. Yep. We are so sorry. It was our mistake. We'll get you guys a room. I mean, still, me and you still had to sleep together. Grace ended up getting
yeah,
a room.
Yeah, somehow our new employee ended up getting a great room all by herself. But that's just the kind of bosses we are.
We're also afraid of getting sued. So that, because we don't know how suing works. And that would be so much admin. I'd be like, honestly, just take the company. So then we get there and then we realize like, oh my God, where's our food? Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we'll send it to the right room. An hour later, I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah.
My blood sugar's low. You're having conversation with a makeup artist. It's sounding like, wah, 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 wah. Yeah. You know, and you're just... So I had Grace call and they were like, oh, it's waiting for you at the other room. And we're like, we cannot afford that room. We were kicked out of that room.
Here's the other thing. Imagine if we were a bridal party and random food showed up. That would have been gone in 2 seconds, that food. Oh, how for sure. those people didn't eat all our food is amazing.
Also, I'm pretty sure I left a tampon in the bathroom.
I took one of the Coca-Colas. So they were down a Coca-Cola in their fridge. And that I do apologize for.
But my thing is like, did she... She thought you were a bride.
They thought I was a bride.
Which is so funny because you give...
Zero bride vibes.
You give more like serial killer energy. Yeah.
Then what happened?
Well, you posted. You were like, little mistake. We got kicked out.
I did. I had to I had to show the gigglers just like the actual journey we were on because that really would only happen to us. The universe being like, you're doing so well. You're doing so well. Keep going. Actually...
We need to be humbled.
We needed
a couple ego deaths this trip, and that was important because we had the shows have been way too much fun.
Yeah,
that like in between the shows, we need to be tortured.
we started out the tour without our Gen Z correspondent Grace, and we were like chickens with our heads chopped off.
Yeah, where was that?
Nashville. Which Nashville was crazy. Here's the thing about friendship. Also, like, I don't think. Like, I don't think people are real friends if they're like, oh my God, I just like, I love you so much and I like support everything you do and you're my sister. That's not real. Friendship is what Hannah does to me. And that's putting me in situations that she knows I'm going to hate because she wants to laugh. And I couldn't be more grateful for it. Because every day she would try and do something that she knew would make me either uncomfortable or pissed off and just see what happened.
Look, I like to push you out of your comfort zone because yes. I see greatness for you. So basically I was like, I have to bring her to Broadway, which is the strip on Nashville where like it's all this live music. It's crazy. Do I know that she's going to hate it? Yes. Do I think it's something she needs to experience? Absolutely. If I tell her she's going to hate it, will she come? No. So I'm like, Paige, you have to see the strip of places. And then she was like, how do we get there? I'm like, we can walk. It's easy.
Yeah.
20 minutes into the walk, she's like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, look, I was not going to Uber.
I knew something was awry when we were leaving the hotel and the people at the hotel were like, you can't walk to Broadway. And Hannah was like, no, we're from New York. We can literally walk anywhere. And they were like, okay, but it's going to be sweaty.
So we get there and it's all these live bands. And Paige is like, what are they doing? Why are they singing? And I was like, well, music.
It's like, don't they hear the other priests? I just had a stroke. Don't they hear the other people singing and then don't they get tripped up? Like,
it's
how?
Like country American Idol and everyone's singing at the same time.
Yeah. It's chaotic energy.
We immediately couldn't handle it and we ended up going to a Margaritaville and ordered a cheeseburger.
Because it was, and we walked in and the age was you had to be over 60 to be in there and we were like, perfect. Yes, these are our people.
What's it called?
You could hear a pin drop in that place. We loved
what's
it.
What's the sale?
The early bird special.
We wanted the early bird special. I wanted to get barbecue, but it gives me the meat sweats. I just like saying meat sweats.
I'm not a huge... I don't like die for barbecue.
I die for like... I die... It's funny because Bella Hadid has never said these words before, but I would die for like grits and pulled pork and mashed potatoes and sweet tea.
Interesting. Like, I like a pulled pork sandwich, but I only like the kind that my mom makes. So well, do I like pulled pork? Because she'll give me anything and I'll love it.
Do you just love your mother?
Yeah.
Which is another reason why I think we'd never join a cult. Because you know how they always say like, the second step or whatever step is they cut you off from your family. Yeah. The second they're like, you can't call your mom. You'd be like, absolutely. Like,
hold on. Let me call my mom and just tell her that right now. Cause she'll be over here in 2 minutes.
They'd be like, wait, I can't talk to my family. Can I ask my mom if it's okay if I can't talk to my family? And she'd be like, absolutely not. Or like, how am I supposed to decide what I'm going to eat during the day? If I can take my birth control 7 times and if that counts.
Also, I think our moms have like really tainted us because if anything happens that like is not supposed to happen, my immediate first thought is, I'm going to call my mom. She'll know it. Like, I'm going to call my mom right now. And then you're really going to be in trouble.
They don't realize our mom is the cult leader. Okay, like, Gary. Like, shut the fuck up, Gary. Kim knows what's going on. And Kim will handle this. Yeah. Our mom's coming in. Oh, my God. Our moms would be the moms that are, like, saving us from the cults. My mom saved me from multiple cults.
One time I was in high school and there was, like, I don't know what it was. It was, like, not a bomb threat. But there was, like, something... And it was just chatter amongst like a bunch of 14-year-olds. But I got so scared and I texted my mom and I was like, something's happening at school today. And like, I don't know what it is, but like, it could potentially be scary. That woman was there in 10 minutes, went into the principal's office and was like, my daughter feels unsafe. I'm taking her home. And I was just like, I remember walking out of school being like, my mom is
like,
the president.
I'm the principal now, bitch. When I got hit by a car in Wisconsin during college, my mom was there before the car hit me. I was like, hey, I think I hit by a car. And then she like, stopped the car. I don't know how she got there in time. No, these bitches. It's like we were talking about adrenaline.
Yeah.
Mom adrenaline's real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the moms that like lift cars because like their baby's under a car. I don't know how the baby got under the car, but they
fucking
do it.
Kids.
That's how I tried to motivate you all week when we were on our tour.
Okay, then fucking Hannah we were in Austin and our hotel was close to the venue. I would have taken a car. Hannah made me walk from our hotel to the venue. My shoes were not walking shoes.
I didn't know you were wearing shoes that were literal just like sticks.
My shoes were not walking shoes. I was profusely sweating.
What kind of shoes are they then?
They're car to table shoes. There's no walking. It's car to table. When you have a shoe on that hurts, you can only walk to the car, take a break. Wait, then walk to the dinner table, you're sitting, take a break. And
I
that's
love
it.
You right now because you're so funny because you're so tired and you have no time for anyone's shit right now and I'm obsessed with it.
No, I wish someone would try and fight me right now. Like, I, no matter what it was, I know I would win.
We walked to the show in Nashville and you had to take a couple breaks. And I was like, bitch, I can't call an Uber when it's a 90-second walk. And you were like, yes, you can. And I'm
I can't. So anyway, so before the Austin show, I'm not kidding. I legitimately didn't know if I was going to be able to go out on stage. Oh, yeah. I started having a full panic attack out of nowhere. I was making them get I sound so dramatic. I was making them get ice packs out of the freezer. I was putting them on all my pressure points. I looked up how do Navy SEALs not get anxiety? They box breathe. I started box breathing.
I love how she's like, what's the most common situation that I'm in right now that's so relatable? A Navy SEAL. Perfect. He has to go out and tell fart jokes.
A prisoner of war.
But it was so, this is a thing. I feel like when we went to Austin, it was like a comedy festival. So there were like agents there. Your agents were there. My agents were there. Jamie Lynn Sigler casually
came
to say hi.
Ren Stevens
came to say hi. You what's hard about panic attacks is people can't tell that you're having a panic attack, yeah, so except for me. Yeah. So everyone's like, is she just really shy right now? And I'm like, no, she's like combusting on the inside.
I was fighting for my life. Fighting for my literal life. When I have a panic attack too, I don't know if anyone has ever, I can't wait to see if any of the gigglers have ever had this, because I've tried looking it up online and I've like asked my other friends who have anxiety. That's the cult we're in. But I know I'm starting to have one, because I get this pain that starts at the back of my neck and it goes all the way up to my head. And then my head will start shaking like ever so slightly.
Like a bobblehead?
Yeah. And you won't be able to see my head shaking. It's not like it goes back and forth, but it'll start like almost vibrating. And it's happened to me two other times in my life. I hate doing the podcast and looking at you. It makes me so freaked
out. I know. I don't know where to look, though.
Look away.
Sorry. Don't make eye contact with me.
But then Hannah was like, you're going to be fine. You're going to get mom adrenaline right when you go out on stage. And literally right when I stepped out on the stage and the gigglers were screaming, and I was like, I'm fine.
Honestly, I feel like when you're sick, you should just be like, let's do a performance. And
you immediately feel better. Next time I have a panic attack, I'm signing up for OnlyFans. You know, that's it. Let's put this baby to work.
You're cracking me up so much right now. I mean, we've had so much fun together. Like, we've spent so many days together, and like, we still aren't annoyed at each other.
We did two shows in Dallas, and then going back, and me and Hannah had a little sleepover, and we watched like a murder. What did we watch?
We were watching about Elizabeth Holmes. It was actually fun to like watch dope documentaries with you there. But then you were so funny. You go, we would be such good roommates. And I paused and I was like, bitch, I slept with you for three straight summers, and that's why we became best friends, because we're such good roommates.
I literally like forgot.
It's like a different time.
And that seems like a different, like, I don't know those people.
But like,
I
got into bed
them.
With you, and immediately I was like, hi.
Hey, Craig.
Craig just arrived in LA.
Craig came for 24 hours.
She didn't even tell me you were coming. She keeps us away from each other. Ever
yeah,
since.
I don't want. Yeah, well, look. I live two separate lives, yeah. And I don't want you to.
You
getting
don't want us
together.
To turn on you.
Yeah. Craig, it's a hotel. They all look the same.
Also, Craig, thanks for complimenting my eyeshadow.
We'll call you.
We'll call you. We'll
don't
have our
call
people
us.
Talk to your people.
Yeah, we'll call you.
Well, poor guy. He just immediately got kicked out. Nice to see you as well.
The
bye, babe.
Must. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. He's actually like our boyfriend at this point.
Okay, Raquel.
Wait,
we're actually like in
he
a
thought
thruple.
I was fucking with him when I complimented him for complimenting me. Yeah. He thought it was a trap.
Yeah, he did.
He did not
he's
like
so
it.
He's so scared of Giggly Squad.
He's scared. I think he's scared of me. But I'm like the lead. I'm less scary than you.
For sure. For sure.
For sure.
But I think, like, because my love language, but yours is too, it does. Because my love language is, like, being if mean. I really like you, I'm going to be mean to you because I know you can take it. That is not his love language. So he legit thinks I'm being mean.
Oh, I know.
So it's so sad. But I'm toughening him up.
Anyway, before we were rudely interrupted, Craig making it about himself again.
Classic.
What were we saying?
Yeah, what were we saying? Fuck. No, we're so brain dead.
Oh, we were saying, oh, how you forgot that you roomed with me for 3 years. Oh, yeah. But then I know you. Paige, this bitch falls asleep. She scrolls her TikTok, and I knew once like I shut the light, you were going to be out.
You turned the light off?
Yeah, I manipulated you into falling asleep last night.
Thank God.
Yeah, I'm the one, it takes me forever to go to sleep. Like I was like in the bathroom.
Thing about sharing a room with someone is I immediately get that anxiety of like, what if they fall asleep so quick and I can't fall asleep for the whole night? And then I'm up and like, I'll feel awkward turning the TV on or being on my phone. But I feel like you did hypnotize me.
No, for sure. Because I put on a really boring documentary.
Yeah.
I asked you some questions and you hate that. And then you were like, I just closed my eyes. And then you were asleep. And then I watched, we were watching Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon's prank show.
Yes, that's what we were watching. I actually had the best night's sleep last night that I've had on the whole tour.
We were supposed to wake up and record this morning. My alarm goes off. Hers doesn't. I can't wake people up. I think like sleep is so important.
No, my alarm went off at 9:30. you didn't wake up. And I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. Then yours went off at 10. I didn't wake up. And then we both laid there till like 10. I was awake though, but I didn't open my eyes because I was like, maybe she won't want to get up if I don't get up. So I manipulated you this morning also. And then we both were like, should we just sleep
actually,
more?
Actually, you were fucking with me because I'm like, is she asleep? And then eventually I was like, fuck it, I'm going back to sleep.
And then we just slept and then we got up and went to the airport. We're in LA. We're doing two podcasts here with...
we're doing Stiff Socks.
Which is two men. And we've never... Have we ever even podcast?
I've never spoken to two men at once before.
No, with men before? I mean, no. Out and about is different.
That doesn't count at all.
Doesn't count. So, yeah.
So that's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting, the vibes.
They're like the male giggly squad.
Yeah. I first saw their podcast because Trevor's videos would always come up on my For You page.
He's been making videos forever.
But do you ever feel like once you start following someone on TikTok, then you never see their videos ever again?
Dude, that's crazy.
Because then you have to go into the friends section. And who goes into the friends section on TikTok?
No. It's interesting because TikTok decides like who you fuck with each week. They're like, this is your best friend for the week.
Yeah, this is your vibe for the week.
And you see them. And I guess they see how you interact. And then they're like, okay, well, she needs new friends. Yeah. I mean, we are so fully controlled by the dopamine of TikTok. It's crazy.
I do love being on tour. It is such a weird... Like adrenaline.
Well, your normal life stops and then you're just on tour.
Yeah, like I have no idea what's happening in the outside world for the past 5 days.
I haven't checked
my
email.
Like, we go on Instagram just to rewatch our stories and rewatch our TikToks. I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
And for people to know what we do, we get into a city. 2:00.
We had the same schedule every single time.
Yeah, God forbid it was different. We would never make it to the show.
Because every city we go to, people are like, you got to go here. You got to go there. You got to do this. No. And we're like, hey, we're sleepy, sleepy girls.
We get in. 2:00. Paige starts getting her makeup done first. She tells her, I want the glowy look. I want a glowy
look. You know my look. If I'm ever in a coma and I need my makeup done, you'll know.
Girl,
that is
I got
something.
You.
If I'm in a coma, I do want my makeup done every so often. I'm pointing at him.
And if we do an open casket, I got you. I'm going to be like, that is way too heavy. She wanted light, glowy.
I'm in the casket. You're like, she looks dead. Please give her some illumination. Do we have Rare Beauty on hand? She needs a highlight on her clavicle. She would die if she saw this.
No, literally, that's what friends are for. So, and I will watch people do your makeup and be like, oh, she's not going to like that. But I'm not saying anything.
How many times have we gotten our makeup done together? And in your head, you're like, when this bitch leaves, Paige is going to lose it.
No one's
going to
want to do her makeup now.
Hannah and I getting our makeup done is exactly like everyone being
getting their nails done.
We'll never say anything.
No, they'll show me something and the like fake eyelash will be like stab at my eyes bleeding and I'll be like, how did you do that? That's amazing. Can
you're
you send
so
me
talented.
The link? This is so good.
Hannah got her makeup done once one of the tour dates, and by the time we got to the show, she had no makeup on. Like, it had literally all run off. She sweated it all off.
I don't know where it went. We were dying laughing because I just looked like I had been crying for 3 hours. I like to get creative when I get my makeup done.
Yeah.
I almost do it for the story. I know it's high risk, high reward.
Yep.
Actually, not really a reward. It's really just bad things could happen.
Yeah.
But I look at their page. I pick something like funky they did that I don't think I could do.
Yep.
And I see if I could do it. Little do I know, I don't know if I really have a face for like makeup. You know, some people are just like a blank canvas.
Yes.
I feel like
some people have like the best eye shape, like a good lid. Some people have great cheekbones. No, I don't think you have weird lids.
You're jealous. You're jealous because yesterday the lady said that I had a great eye shape and you said, and then she said nothing about you. And then I told her, ooh, that's a little sensitive subject because Paige has been attacked for her eye shape before. And the girl paused for like a little too long
and looked at me and goes, you have what'd they say about your eye shape? And Hannah goes, oh yeah, what was that bone? That? And I go, you know my orbital bone. Stop acting like you don't know her. Okay.
And the elephant in the room, the orbital in the room.
And the makeup artist was like, oh, I don't think your orbital bone is off at all. And Hannah just started dying laughing. Then, okay, we did one show and sometimes like, here's the thing. I feel like I get attacked a lot in different situations that's so unwarranted and so random.
Well, I think people, like, your looks are your thing. Like, so people will comment on it because they want to talk about it. But, like, it can go so bad.
This one girl in the meet and greet came up to me and she goes, oh, my God. You're so much smaller in real life. Like, you're so skinny. You're so tiny.
She said, you're so petite in real life.
Hannah goes, Paige is fat on TV.
And you guys, what's so funny about this is you pissed off all of Oklahoma.
Oh my God. Okay, apparently one on one of our podcasts, Hannah brought up Oklahoma City and I said, oh, I didn't know Oklahoma had a city.
Well, I didn't know that Oklahoma is 3 hours away. Everyone from Oklahoma drove to Dallas.
And every single person that was from Oklahoma that came to Dallas had one woman came up to me and said, Oklahoma has air conditioning. And I said, sounds like something someone would say who doesn't have air conditioning. But I was like, did I ever say Oklahoma didn't have air conditioning? I don't know why she told me that.
They don't realize that we don't remember what's coming out of our mouths.
Yeah, like I say things for the joke, not because I actually believe Oklahoma doesn't have a city, but like, I've never been there, so do they, you know?
Define city.
Define city, Oklahoma.
But I am going to Oklahoma City for stand-up, so come to
buy
my
your
door.
Tickets now.
I'm supportive of Oklahoma. Unlike Paige, I believe that Oklahoma has a city, and I will see you there. And I love all the people in Oklahoma, unlike Paige.
You literally boxed me out from all the Oklahoma people, and you were like, yeah, like, she literally doesn't think
no,
you
I had to protect
city.
You. I literally, they, like, came with, like,
pitchforks. So Oklahoma of them. Fucking A.
No, but I also was like, wait, why are you guys in Texas? And they were like, we drove 3 hours, and that was really fucking
that
awesome.
That was so sweet.
Considering,
yeah,
oh, we didn't tell them the private jet story.
Oh my God. Okay. Here's the thing. If you know anything about me and Hannah, Hannah can be a cheap bitch. We will be walking out of an airport or something. She'll say, I'll get the Uber. And I say, absolutely fucking not. Will you be putting me in a Prius with my 700 bags and have me cramped in there? So
spoken from an in person, the tiniest person you've ever seen, not on TV, but in person, Paige is so little and she needs an XL everywhere we go.
No, I like to be in a comfortable SUV with the air blasting.
I don't like getting ripped off when it's the same amount of time to get somewhere, but just because the car is a little bigger, it's $50 more.
Let me waste my money the way I want to waste it. I'm a literal NBA player. So we bring this guy up on stage for in our segment, Is He
His
Trash?
His name was Hattie.
Hattie. H-A-D-I. But we didn't want to call him that. So we just referred to him as Hibiscus. And I was really craving a LaCroix at the moment. So I think that's... And the best part was his girlfriend's name is Maddie. Shout out to Maddie. So it's Hattie and Maddie. And we just were like
so
vibing
cute
with them. And we asked Hattie what he did for a living. And he was like, I do private jet aviation. When he said that, it was like some crazy demon took over Hannah's body. She was like, what do you mean private jets? How much are they? Like, on stage she's negotiating with this guy. Okay. And he says like, oh, it's like $3,000 to $5,000 And we had to fly from Austin to Dallas that next day.
So we were going to drive 3 hours. No, we
were in Houston. Were we in Houston? And then we had to go to Austin?
Houston to Austin. It was all like the a 3 hour drive.
Yeah.
And like
or a 30 minute flight.
A 30 minute flight.
So Hannah literally made me take this man's card, text him, ask
him. You know what it is?
What?
I know that deep down you've always, you love private jets.
I love private
and
jets.
And I was like, what if I like make, because I know that I'm within torturing, I also like to like
don't twist this on that you were doing something good for me.
I wanted to be for us. What he basically did, he was like, guys, I could get you a deal on a private jet.
Yeah.
And I was like, the Gigglers would lose their shit if we took a private jet.
The TikToks we would do the on TikToks a private jet.
We would do on a private jet. So I said, Paige, you deal with it because you know how to deal with money. And then it ended up being more.
It ended up being a lot more
than we expected.
And I was like, I said to the guy, I was like, look, we probably aren't going to waste that much money on a 30-minute flight. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, we can just drive. I call Hannah. I tell her what's going on. And she goes, fuck it. We're doing it. Like, let's do it.
Look, after the show, you get a weird high.
I was like, you...
After you perform,
you brought me here in a Prius. Now you want to take a private jet out of here?
Also, a Prius is a very nice car.
It. First of all, if the... I can't even. If the Prius community comes for me right now, I'll put you in the same boat as Oklahoma City.
So,
I just,
so you
just
don't
mean
support
the
environment.
The Earth.
So, you
so
Earth.
Your carbon emission
so
is
you
at
have
100.
A huge gas guzzling SUV over a light, beautiful Prius that is saving the animals.
I don't use straws.
So you
okay?
hate turtles. So anyway, I basically, I don't know what happened, but once I decided like I was going to take this private jet, I was like, fuck it. I am private jet girl. I take private jets now. I was on a weird high. Like, you get dopamine like Justin Bieber after his shows. Like, I thought yeah. that I ran the world. Wait, that's why I got humbled from the universe. I was yeah. getting too high. So anyway, I was like, I'm down if you're down. I'm down if you're down. And you're like, I'm not down. Like, I'm not going to do all these shows to ultimately make money and then lose
then
it all.
Give it back
on a
to 30 Hibiscus.
Minute private jet. But especially Hibiscus, who doesn't deserve
I just performed four shows, made money, and then I'm gonna give that paycheck to Hibiscus, who I just met an hour ago. I don't fucking think so.
So then we ended up taking a 3 hour Uber, which honestly was kind of fun.
Yeah, it actually was really fun.
It's like road trippy.
Yeah.
We did also have another, we bring guys on stage to see if they're trash. It's become like so fucking fun. But we had one guy whose name was
Seven. Wild. I thought that was like a made up.
I thought I was like, does he listen to Giggly Squad? And knew a year ago you said on an episode that Craig wanted to name his child. Is it his daughter or son?
Craig doesn't care. I said that you can name the dog that.
Anyway, the guy's name was Seven and it went downhill after that.
Yeah. But we did have great
guys.
Great guys for our audiences.
I was scared for a good 9 seconds. We lost control of the crowd in Dallas.
Wait, the Dallas crowd almost
it was 1,600 people.
Stormed the stage.
We were the capital and they were storming us.
The craziest part was I didn't know what they were so mad about because it was something about sports.
So I've been to Texas before. Their religion is football.
Yeah.
We bring a guy up. We ask him, like, did he play any sports? He says football. And then he says, I'm an Aggie. Now that could mean so
I many. Thought he was shortening aggravated, like being so Gen Z, and he's like, I'm Aggie right now. And
so
I was like,
goes,
oh, okay.
I'm Aggie. Paige has no idea what that means. I actually did not even know either. The whole place starts booing.
Erupted.
The loudest boo I've ever heard. Like, I thought that I don't know what would deserve that kind of thing.
No,
and then, like, you think it would end, and it just, like, kept,
it just
going.
Kept going.
You looked at me. I looked at you. I said, I haven't lost control of a crowd like this since I was on Summer House. They start dying laughing and then it finishes and they just keep yelling and then I realized, oh my god, okay, he's a college team.
Okay, yeah.
So it wasn't even like their professional team. So Texas A&M is the Aggies and they're,
this is Saturday morning Pop Warner and they're losing their minds.
So then Paige is like, is everyone done being yeah. dramatic?
No, they were being so
drama
dramatic,
and we were scared. And then whenever like we even brought up football, it was scary.
They lost their minds. But it was funny. We had a great... I mean, we had the best time the past couple of... If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out.
And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes, or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
Do you want to talk about our faith-based podcast?
Oh, yeah. Guys, for those of you who didn't come to our live shows or planning on coming to one of our live shows, we really highly suggest you do, because so many inside jokes end up happening and forming within our live shows. And we were in Nashville and we were talking to our photographer, and we were just talking about therapy because that's what girls do. And she said that it's really hard to find a therapist in the South sometimes because most of them are faith-based. And when Hannah and I heard the term faith-based, we
could not stop.
Lost our minds. For the next 4 days, we would refer to everything as faith. Based.
We go on the Uber and there was like a cross, and I was like, this is a faith-based Uber. And then I would make a joke about like my labia on stage, and I'll be like, I'm sorry, that was not faith-based. And then guys would go on stage and we'd be like, how long have you been with your girlfriend? And they'd be like, 3 years, we're living together. And I was like, are you having premarital sex? Because that is not faith-based.
And it never got old to us.
Never. Like, and the crowd was like loving it too.
And this is a faith-based podcast.
This is a faith-based community that we've built. And what faith is a loaded term.
Yeah, it's just believing.
I believe. Also.
In Giggly Squad, we trust. Thank you.
The funniest thing, too, is like, I don't even know what kind of religions they are, but it is faithful in Texas. And they were saying, like, they live together premaritally. But I was like, do you guys just have anal? Because you can't have, like, real sex. Yeah. And everyone laughed. So I think that means yes.
It is funny, like, how that is a thing for some people who are super religious. Like, you want to stay a virgin, but you just shove a dick in your butt. Like, that's fucking wild. That's why I feel like super, super religious people are the freakiest.
But, like,
bed.
How dumb do you think God is that he he only gets a notification on his phone if it goes in your pussy, but if it's in your butt, it, like, slides through the cracks, like, his interns will not see it? Again, I told you about this. I think some people pray, like, you know, when you pull and pray, like, oh, please don't. God is not God is taking important, like, there's wars going on. That's like he's outsourcing that to like a company.
There have been times in my life where I've like prayed and then I will think like, actually, God has so many other things to do. Me finding my jewel is not one of them.
Like you see something bad happen on TV and I'll be like, oh no, it's because God was busy trying to find my jewel. No, he literally has like a kid right out of college being like, oh, I'll deal with this jewel shit again. Is it the mango or is it the where's St. Anthony? St. Anthony's always busy. St. Anthony's not taking this. St. Anthony has been trying to find jewels for 3 years now.
St. Anthony's retired. If you guys aren't Catholic and grew up with like crazy Italian Catholic moms, there's a prayer. St. Anthony, please come around. Something is lost that must be found. I'm not kidding. It works every fucking time. When I first started dating Craig, I would randomly be doing it and he'd be like, what the fuck are you saying? And I'm like, oh, it's a prayer for finding things. And he's like, you're crazy hocus pocus stuff. He started doing it. It astonishes him every fucking time.
No, St. Anthony's like on his shit because he's less busy than God. God has so many things going on.
The admin alone.
Speaking of crazy men, Drake Bell has been found. They were saying he was endangered. They were treating him like he was a tiger in Asia.
Yep.
They said he was endangered in Florida, which...
Everyone's endangered in Florida.
We were confused.
And then his wife...
His wife...
filed for divorce, and then he said he found out on TMZ
when his wife reported him missing.
Mm-hmm.
It was giving like
crazy girlfriend, which
like he didn't respond to three texts. And yeah, like
I identify with psycho crazy girlfriends because I am one, and I just love to see how certain ones move. Yes. And like, what are their tactics? Because you can learn something from everyone.
Filing a missing persons report when he is gone for like 6 minutes when he said he was going Dunkin' Donuts and he's taking too long is
a pro move.
Fun.
Yeah. Like, imagine the thought process she had to go through of like, should I do it? Should I not? Fuck it. 911? Yeah. I think I'm worried. I think something's wrong.
How long has it been? He said he was going to Dunkin' Donuts for about, and it's been like 30 minutes and Duncan is only 5 minutes away in a car. He's fucking someone else for sure. Do you think he was fucking someone else or do you think he just was like...
I don't know, but it seems like something Shakira would do. She's like, 911? The jam? I don't eat jam.
Who would have thought that Josh would be the one thriving?
Yeah, I give Josh a lot of credit because I couldn't imagine what it's like to like be a childhood star your whole life, not live like a normal childhood, mm-hmm. and then continue that profession into your adult life. Like the trauma.
Drake Bell is the Justin Bieber of Disney.
Drake Bell is Nickelodeon.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. Wait. Do you think the Nickelodeon kids and the Disney kids had beef? Because that's a beef I would want to know about.
That's a reality TV show I'd want to watch.
I would
like,
watch.
They're scrolling Instagram. They're like, interesting. So-and-so got another show on Nick.
Like they
they slimed her. They picked her to slime. That's crazy.
They do like real world road rule challenges with Disney versus Nickelodeon kids. And they're all just like methed the fuck out.
Well, seeing Christy come with their parents yelling at them. That's so fucked up. But Christy Carlson Romano has a podcast raising awareness about like the abuse in children actors. Which
she is exactly, you know how they say never meet your heroes? Not her. She is exactly what I wanted her to be from like growing up watching her. The nicest. Also, can we talk about Jamie Lynn Sigler being just like the prettiest person on the planet? Like literally she walks into a room, you know, when you like you don't know people and they walk into a room and everyone immediately looks at them. She's like glowing. There's an energy. She just has like this energy where you're like, I
just like wanted to impress her so bad.
Yeah. Like I just like I want to be your friend. Like I.
And she just sat there and I literally was like, Jamie, notice me.
The most normal.
I was probably the person I was most nervous about. You know what's crazy? I've never watched The Sopranos, but it's just an energy she gives.
She's a literal icon in our community.
Oh, for sure. For the Italian girlies. Mm-hmm. Final piece of front page news that we've been talking about is a toddler broke into the White House and Secret Service had to tackle him. And the way they were holding this toddler
was as if this 5-year-old had a fucking gun.
Like, as if he was a threat.
Taking down the White House. He can't count to 5.
He has...
He literally had his phone number taped to him because he was in kindergarten.
He doesn't know his ABCs. He's not a threat. But he stormed the Capitol. He slid in between the... Honestly, on Ozempic, probably. He squeezed in between the gates.
Literally, when I saw the story, I was like, I wonder if I could slide through. I don't know.
But like, that kid is going to get so much respect in his kindergarten class. Like, what'd you do this weekend? Like, finger painted? I fucking broke into Capitol, bitch. Finger painted. So that was really fun. You guys, we have to run to do Stiff Socks Pod. So, and then we're still on tour in May. We're going to Denver. I think we have a couple tickets left.
Phoenix.
San Diego. Our third show has a couple tickets left. We have
Huntington.
A couple tickets.
I feel like Huntington is going to be wild.
The Long Island girlies are nuts. We have Minneapolis. And then a couple left for a Chicago show in September. We love you guys so fucking much. And it is a 1-year anniversary of my Bachelorette episode, if you want some nostalgia. Isn't that sweet?
We should have done a 1-year anniversary trip. We basically did, except just sans the whole Bachelorette party.
And no salami was involved. We love you guys so much. Thanks for giggling. And we'll talk to you next week when we are not on the road and we'll be back in the studio. Love you.